Right, we've just finished the opening plenary session here at the Sustainable Funding Conference. And Dave Packard from Barnardo's is with me. Dave, what did you make of that?
Yeah, really interesting. I mean, I was particularly interested, obviously, in the comments from Big Lottery Fund, obviously the direction Big are moving in terms of being a sort of a more social investor, and there's elements of that I quite like. Question I'm left with is whether that's new money they're using for social investment or whether that's coming from something else. So, you know, in a time where there is less money available, the concern is money then being taken from smaller groups perhaps who are more reliant on it, to then generate that money, which is often bigger money, to go into things like the social investment, the social investment bond for Peterborough and the 12 million that the other person in the session was talking about. So yeah, I think that the sector needs to move and evolve, needs to perhaps have a more mixed funding stream. I've worked with a lot of smaller venture groups who've been 90% relying on one source, whether that's lottery or local authority. But yeah, it's the risk of, does this merely keep larger organisations afloat because their infrastructure is bigger at the expense of smaller, more localised deliverers?
So with Barnardo's, are you involved in sort of being a conduit to resource small organisations as well?
My role is consortium development partnership, which emerged because that's a role I was doing as a regional network that was funded by Children England. So I've sort of inherited that role. So my heart is more, as you might guess, from the bigger, smaller organisations than the big ones like Barnardo's. But what we are recognising is there is a need, desire for, sheltering of smaller organisations, perhaps some of the bigger ones. And also they can often deliver far more effectively and certainly more cost effectively than some of the larger ones. So it's perhaps how you create those structures for that to work as well.
And that would seem like a really important role that an event like this can play, to give those small organisations and the ones who feel like they're falling through the gaps a voice and a place to kind of, for someone like you to come along and say, from a big organisation with a bigger platform, to say, actually, we need to make sure that no one falls through the gaps. That actually we are covering those areas that as the comment said about that, if you've got results-oriented funding, there are lots of projects and organisations that just don't fit that model.
I mean, I would have to say, at the risk of being slightly controversial, I don't think there's room for every organisation that's currently out there. I think as a sector, and I'm somebody who's been in the sector 25 years, there's too many groups out there. And it's interesting, I don't think any market will sustain all those number of groups. And there is an element of duplication, certainly in infrastructure and management elements. And in the area I'm working around consortia, it may be that we have to use a consortia to do some of those functions. And yeah, other groups then do delivery, but that will be perhaps at the expense of some of the infrastructure that they then have. So more joined up sort of servicing, co-location, joined up management, etc., which actually for a lot of small groups isn't what they want to do anyway. So maybe it's freeing them up to do the things they really want to do, and somebody else doing those more nasty infrastructure legal aspects to them,
which I guess makes a key part of any funding conversation not just being about raising money but about spending less.
Well, I mean, exactly. I mean, I'm doing a sort of project as well around relationships with business. And the big one is, oh, we'll potentially see business as a replacement for some of the money we've lost. And I think that's a false dawn. But it's about looking at things we have to pay for, like rent, like insurance costs, like payroll, like audit. And can those things be provided much, much cheaper or for free by a business as a business's contribution? So it's not giving you any cash, but it could be saving you 8, 10 or 15 grand, which you then reinvest back in your service delivery. So I think, again, we've got to be much smarter and wider thinking.
Dave, thanks very much. That's really helpful.
Thank you.
Marvellous.